Welcome to FBIL Radio, 25th episode, special edition, THX, certified.
Permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Secretary of War at the State Department of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. A president? Oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets beam up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present for Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Now, look, just start up a draft. Draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle and send them on their way. El Salvador? How about Northern Ireland or a moderately repressive regime in South America? We'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Just think for a minute. We can make this war so big. So big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Oh, don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. It's just like Vietnam. We had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. Kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like. So how about it? Look, war is money. The arms manufacturers tell me unless we get our bomb factories up to full production, the whole economy is going to collapse. The Soviets are in the same boat. We all agree the time has come to the big one. So what do you say?
Oh, that was marvelous.
That's excellent. We knew you'd agree. The companies will be very pleased.
Sweaty fuck about apples.
What did you just say?
I said it is what it is, man.
Say it one more time.
It is what it is.
Mouse.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I love a big city.
Get your ass over here right now. Come monkey around that damn land speeder. Where'd
them two drawers I asked you to clean, boy. You clean your room?
I'm blowing. I know I'm on probation. I clean the toys. Can I go to the Hachi station? I gotta lay away on the power converter. But now you're treating me like a scruffy nerf herder.
Luke, who's the force? Run. Run to Dagobah. Run to Dagobah.
I'm a loader. I'm a soldier. A voted and voter. I thought I told ya. Don't be unwise. Took me not by my size. You won't believe your eyes. Watch the X-Wing rise.
Yoda, why you being a player hater? You know that I still must confront Lord Vader.
But Luke, not bringing your view.
But there's a city in the clouds where they keep up my crew. A Jedi's gotta do what a Jedi's gotta do. So now, Vader, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's right, R2. I just set a new course. We're going to Cloud City. It's a mighty good gin and tonic, but you mix me up another. Things about to get ugly.
Now release your anger. You must have sensed that your friends are in danger.
Oh, why'd you slice off my hand?
It's imperative that you understand. Obi-Wan would never bother telling you about your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Then there's something I must reveal. Then I'm your father. 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 I'm your father.
Knock him out the box, Luke. Knock him out. Knock him out the box, Luke. Knock him out. Knock him out the box, Luke. Knock him out. Knock him out the box, Luke. Knock him out. Knock him out the box, Luke.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
But if there's any girls there, I wanna do them!
The fact that I own the Killer Instinct soundtrack makes me want to kill myself.
What's this like, circa 1995?
This is circa 1995.
This game even sucks.
Yeah, this game really sucked a lot.
Whoa, that rules.
Play it for me, who can play that. And Andy Murray has gone out of the...
See you later, otherwise dry with some feeling warmer. Would have taken it.
I'm a smooth pimp who loves the pussy.
What?
Hey!
teeth are like swords, my claws spears, the shock of my tail a thunderbolt, my wings a hurricane.
How does it feel to be schooled by an 8-year-old?
Run home and cry to mama!
What the fuck is the internet?
But if there's any girls there, I wanna do them!
Ha! I got your hat! Take that, hatless! Now go back to the quad and resume your hacky sack tourney! I'm not gonna lie down for some frat boy bastard with his damn Teva sandals and his skull bandits and his Abercrombie and Fitch long-sleeved open-stitch crewneck Henley smoking his sticky buds out of a soda can while watching his favorite downloaded Simpsons episodes every night. Yes, we all love Mr. Plow. Oh, you've got the song memorized, do you? So does everyone else! That is exactly the kind of idiot you see at Taco Bell at 1 a.m. The guy who just whiffed his way down the bar skank ladder.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Is it afterthought or a mistake? It's a very last shape. From the place the life begins to the place the cigarette ends. I can't tell you alone in a crowded room. It's your body may need, the words may change the screen. Together in a picture we have raised, temporary in this instant forever.
Still fucking
home. Gay?
I said you remind me of gay.
This is the Grand Scrutinizer, and you're listening to FBIL Radio.
What's up, everybody? FBIL Radio, 25th episode, as you heard in the beginning. I am Mr. White.
2-5. I am Malice Factor.
I'm Lando Calrissian, administrator of the Star Station.
Otherwise known as Big City.
Or Billy D. Williams.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Mr. White.
What's up, everybody?
You said that already.
I know. I felt like saying it again. Dude, that's like my regular... That's like my line, right?
I guess. What's up, everybody? I thought that Nazi stuff was...
Oh, don't start with that crap, man.
Sweet.
That joke needs to die.
It can't.
That joke needs to die.
It will once you make a shirt.
Bill Gates will never come on our show if he hears that type of content.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, we're sending him an invitation.
We're sending Bill Gates an invitation?
Dude, he's on the list. We got... Let me check the list we got so far. Bill Gates, George Walker Bush, Bruce Willis, Ron Burgundy, Larry Ellison, Genghis Khan, Jeff Corwin, and Tom Brokaw.
Did you just, like, update the list without, like, notifying me?
I didn't put those names on there.
Who
did you?
No.
Well, there's only a third person with access.
Lando.
Malice Factor, that was never part of our agreement. What was it giving Mr. White to that bounty hunter? All wings reported.
I thought you wanted to invite Bob Bayer onto the show.
Yeah, we will. Dude, we got people in mind, man.
We got the connects.
Yeah, those invitations are going to start going out soon. We're going to start trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I'm glad that I wrote that invitation letter.
Yeah.
This is a fashionable time.
25th episode, man. We've come a long way in the last year.
Dude, it's been a year, man. It's been 1 year.
Be with us.
Yeah, we do it every other week. We had some stops and starts in there.
Right. Some ebb and flow. Peaks and valleys.
Episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. They're far throw from what the recent ones have been. A lot of growth.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, those early episodes were an exploratory period in our development. And I read someplace that some people left feedback from us somewhere that they think that the earlier stuff was better than the later stuff, man. Well, I mean, people...
God damn it, Lando.
People have different opinions. Some people like... Some... Fucking hey. Some people like
he's fucking that mad niggerish, man.
What kind of? What do you mean? You must get sword for reading that shield, whether it be up or down.
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Sweet. That was back to Otherwise. Our buddies at otherwiseband.com. Check it out.
I gotta clear that playlist out.
Free music.
Why don't you save that playlist before you clear it out?
I saved that playlist.
So I can have a record of it.
Yeah, dude, right, some people...
Right.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
You're a drunk, aren't you? We've been drinking. How many beers you have tonight? Four beers?
Dude, you drank so many fucking beers tonight, man.
It's a celebration night.
Is it really a celebration night?
Yeah.
El Diablo.
It's like I was saying, some people like the older stuff because some people like dry, you know... More content-oriented shows.
Dude,
and the newer
five,
stuff isn't dry content-oriented.
Level 5 Rogues was a masterpiece, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was.
It was a turning point in our career, my gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay, we stopped that now, man.
I guess I'll stop it.
That means stop doing it.
You guys realize what I'm being, though, right?
No. I'm altering the deal.
Deals getting worse and worse every time.
Pray I don't alter it any further.
I got
it didn't work. I had to be like Snake in front of you.
Yeah.
For that to work.
Yeah. So some people like, you know, more hardcore content, like technical, you know. In that case, check out Today with a Techie. It's good for that kind of stuff.
Twat.
Dude, the look on your face when you said that.
I got some pussy, bitches.
What was the look on my face, man?
Dude, just the way the lip motion. Yeah, I mean, you really enunciated
twat.
That word.
Just like that?
Today with a Techie, yes.
Twat.
So, 25th episode, we came a long way, yada yada. Howdy do.
25th sounds like twat.
25th does sound like twat.
Dude. It's, it's about time to embark on the next phase of F-Bill.
Hang on.
Right.
I gotta do one thing first before I forgot
before
to do
embark.
This in the thing, but I remembered it now.
Cool.
So I gotta just gotta play these two clips.
Mitch. Right.
Shut up, you fuck.
Shut the fuck up! Alright, because, you know, that's another thing that, like, people have asked about in the past.
In the past they have, and they've asked for Thundercats bloopers.
Shut the fuck up! Right.
Come over here, bitch.
It's a staple part of the show. Let out the fucking plank, boys.
So we're embarking on the third phase, I guess you can call it.
The third phase.
So
second phase?
The first phase was the exploratory phase, as you put it.
The exploratory phase, gotcha.
I think that phase sort of ended once Big City came on board and joined us. Level 5 Rogues. And that was the first episode he was on, right?
No.
The three of us were on.
Remember I was in, like, a road trip. I was traveling throughout the Union.
Yeah.
Throughout is not actually a word. Don't use that because you will get beat up if you try using it. Like, seriously, I can't be held liable if you get your fucking ass kicked for using made-up words like throughout.
Do not say this.
All right, that disclaimer out of the way. Yeah, as I was going throughout the Union, Big City took over the helm, and...
Which was interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, and, you know, the... debated comic book characters and that kind of stuff, and ever since then, just became like a staple. Dude, are you playing the fucking music from Nice? The Ring of Doom. This is a nice summary of, like, the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah, pretty much it is.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's like books 1 through 5. Frodo of the Nine Fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right.
Yeah, so that was the that was.
I should
phase
compose
one.
An epic poem summarizing our achievements like this.
You should.
It would be sweet.
All right, you work on that.
All right, Samwise, get started.
We'll have that for the 50th episode.
For the 50th episode.
So you start working on it now, that's and our, next year it might be done.
Is that like our Ruby episode?
Or what?
Ruby episode. Isn't that like your 50th anniversary episode? Is the Ruby? So that
I thought you said
Ruby.
Groupie episode.
Our Groupie
episode. I was like, yeah,
sweet.
When are we getting groupies?
No, dude, it's our Rupee. Rupee.
Rupee?
Rupee.
Rupee.
R-U-P-E.
I'm not peeing, no.
Not now.
Are you peeing?
Throughout.
You shut up, you cocky bastard.
That's what it sounded like he said.
Shut up with your rupee.
Isn't it gold, man, not ruby?
Gil?
It's diamonds, right?
Diamonds
are forever.
Dude, diamond is forever or something.
Dude, no, rupees were from Zelda.
Right.
Rupees! You stupid GameCube fanboy bastards. Why don't
you
go take
you,
that stupid
asshole.
Little three-prong controller and stick it up to where the sun don't shine?
All right, can we get back to the history of F-Bill?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Right. I was reciting oral history, and you fucked it all up.
The days of yore.
So then there was the...
then we hit double digits.
Ten.
We hit... Frodo!
And the Ring of Doom. Why does he have nine fingers?
Don't move.
Frodo and his gallant companion Samwise had many
There's
brave
conclusion.
Adventures.
This is like episode. This is like episode.
Until
right
finally
here.
They reached the rocky border of Mordor, domain of Black Lord.
Right.
Dude, where did you find this?
This is
dude,
from the
Return of the King DVD.
And imprisoned in the
this
Tower
is what this
Sir
is from.
Ungol. Samwise vowed to enter the
Orcish Tower names wrong,
alone
dude.
To save him.
It's okay because he played the voice of God.
Dude, I remember we were in high school and watched all these cartoons.
Dude,
walled
Hobbit
up
Fest,
in your room.
Man.
I lost like 7 years of my life in there, the amount of cigarette smoke that went on.
Dude, it was pipe smoke.
Pipe
Hobbit
smoke.
Fest.
Fucking awesome Hobbit Fest.
Dude, we need to have that again.
Dude, that's awesome that you guys had a Hobbit Fest.
Yeah.
Hobbit Fest.
Yeah, Hobbit Fest was mint.
FBL Radio should have a Hobbit Fest.
We're having
over
it right
Big
now.
Over Big City's apartment.
Come to my apartment. We'll have
he has
Fest.
An apartment?
He's got an apartment.
Dude, what type of cardboard is it made out of?
You get that sweet double-walled cardboard?
What?
Sweet.
You got the plastic wrapped on the outside for the
it's
weatherproofing?
It's a double wrap with the staples through the joints.
Oh, nice, dude.
That's
staples.
Nice. That's, man, that's worth the rent.
Yeah.
Right, so basically, that was the history of FBL Radio.
Well, yeah, we got to phase two. And phase two kind of got completed with a slew of things, at least in my mind.
Right. We have no idea what phase two is. Well, I'm sure that was now. Since we just completed it.
I think we just passed it right there.
What, right now?
Then.
When then?
I can't believe
now.
Fucking Return of the King DVD is like ambient noise for this episode. This is ridiculous, man.
Dude, most people probably haven't even watched the cartoon.
This is very reminiscing music.
This is true.
This music
most people
speaks to me.
Probably never watched the cartoons, man.
Okay, so yeah.
So phase two, at least in my mind, when I started F-Bill, that I wanted to kind of be, like, recognized, have the show recognized by, you know, being put somewhere. And that kind of came, at least for me, when we got an email from Jupe saying, hey, you want to be on Hacker Media.
Twat.
So when Hacker Media version 2 is finally put up, we are... going to be listed on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be put up like
it was.
Ago,
we made the
man.
Whole announcement and stuff. And
oh, for real?
There was, yeah. So I don't know what's going on with that. I should probably email him, ask him if he needs help or something. But the, yeah. So it was that, and then we kind of took it to the next step where we had the logo contest, and we got tons of sweet submissions, and we got the kick-ass website.
Right.
We went from the ugly, shitty design that was the first one to... to, like, what I think is a pretty nice design, and I'm not just saying that because I did it myself, but it ties in with the logo we got from Not That Creative.
Yeah, you did the first shitty one, too, man.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
But, yeah,
it was
dude, awful. Look at, we named the show F-Bill, and we made that website all in, like, 45 minutes and just went
for it. Dude,
wasn't
even that long.
I know.
You were so on it was like, F-Bill Radio.
I mean, in all honesty, F-Bill is, like... I mean, maybe not the worst name. I mean, we could have been like the Pink Twinkie Show or something, but, you know.
Dude, FBO Radio is an immensely powerful name. It symbolizes so many things. Don't even hate on that shit, man. Don't.
I'm not hating on it.
Yeah, you look, you got that gleam in your eye like I'm about to hate on this, you know?
I'm just happy and reminiscing.
Oh, okay.
FBO so it's like, we got the new website, we got the t-shirts. You know, it's like
we got the Death Star.
We got Death Star.
So that's kind of like, and we've gelled. I think the three of us have gelled into one ugly blob together.
I mean, weighing in at 295,000 pounds. To steal a page from Big City's book.
And you know, so I mean, it's kind of happened. I mean, we get voicemails now. There were some voicemails in the beginning.
Yeah, what was that whole intro anyway? That's something. A new FBO Radio intro, by the way. You're going to have to listen to that half-hour shit before you get
this
started.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Damn.
The, yeah, so now it's like phase three. Phase three is, you know, we're going to try and get some serious guests.
Station.
We're going to try and get some serious guests on here, you know?
What, Metatron was in serious guest, man?
Metatron's like...
Metatron was only the beginning.
Metatron is like what...
Mr. White never told you. He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, Malice Factor. Metatron is your father.
I got a lot of Star Wars in me, man.
Shut up, Lando.
Are you there, Mr. White?
Yeah, I'm here.
He was finding something on Google.
I was looking at the shows.
What
I was going to say is Metatron is kind of like to F-Bill Radio as George Martin was to the Beatles.
I don't know what that is.
Dude, what the fuck? What the hell does that mean?
George Martin was like the fifth member of the Beatles.
So he, like, saying he sucks or something?
No, he was like the producer. He's there kind of like behind the scenes, helping out, popping in.
Yeah, but he never, like, got any fame, man.
That's
like,
right.
I'd never heard George
That's
Martin,
some
like.
Bullshit for him.
Metatron's not doing it for the fame.
But wouldn't he be, like, the fourth member, not the fifth? Because there's no fourth member.
No, did you.
Right?
Yeah, but isn't it unfortunate he knows the truth?
No,
now?
listen. Metatron is to F-Bill Radio, as George Martin is to the Beatles. What did you say? Because I was totally ignoring you. Man, he cannot drink anymore. Show.
Boy, you said it, Chewie. Why did you dig up this old fossil? Penn is a great man. Great at getting us into trouble. Oh, so you think of your ideas.
Holy shit.
I've seen that movie once before this day. I've got a cholinergic memory like that dude in the Da Vinci Code book movie.
The Da Vinci Code book movie?
Shut up, you fuck.
Is that like that song?
Did you watch? Did you see that
like,
movie?
Yeah.
Wow, this. I think this mic's gotta go.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, all the mics are shot.
All the mics
no,
are
not.
Definitely shot.
Alright, not the Bluetooth.
That one is definitely
this
shot.
This one is. We're gonna hawk this on eBay. Who wants to buy a mic from
no,
FBO
wait.
Radio?
Why don't you send it with one of the t-shirts?
Somebody
is gonna have
it'll
that.
Be the. It'll. We'll keep it for the fourth setup.
Ah, good idea.
Sweet.
The guests get the shit mic. So, yeah, kind of had a little accident, kind of dropped the mic.
How did you bust into, like, doing Chewbacca?
Alcohol.
Like
this is what partying with Big City on a Friday night's like. He gets drunk, running around,
dude,
party naked, doing Chewbacca songs. Sounds.
Wait, I think that another important moment in FBO history that we're not discussing is
5 minutes ago when he made that Chewbacca sound.
The R2-D2 sexuality question, in which Metatron was also a part of that debate.
Yes, that's why we love Big City.
It's a very pertinent question to modern society.
It's a pertinent question.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like completely like greenbacks like plastered around my elbow.
Greenbacks?
Right. So where were we going with all that?
Who knows? I think that's about it.
Right? We still got like 9 minutes left to show.
We got however much show we want to have.
Dude.
We got to fill
don't
the hour
break the boundaries
on the
25th
episode of the United States of America's term of FBIL radio and national
Let's not do any news. We'll save it for next time.
Yeah, let's save everything for next time, which is going to be in July, right?
You know what? Let me check the calendar at the website, which is
www.fbillradio.com/
for all you iTunes people.
HTTP www.
Dude, why do you got like a neck gear sign on?
Dude, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Who's got a neck gear sign?
Yeah, I just asked you a question about your laptop, man. What are you gonna be hostile?
Because I'm sensitive about that.
Well, today is July 30th, as noted on the calendar. Or perhaps it's May 30th. And that's correct. May 30th.
Guys, listen.
Ow!
Warren Zevon is the best underrated songwriter in the entire United States.
June
13th.
Wasn't there like an episode that we were canceling, though?
Yeah, I thought we canceled
that. That's later in the year.
In October?
I forgot. I forgot to put in. Oh, yeah. The last week in June.
July.
The last week in June?
Yeah.
I'll
be on vacation.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's May right now.
I don't even know what the fuck month we're talking about.
No, you don't.
Okay, well, it's not that consequential. Right, thank
you. Doesn't matter. Why are we going over the calendar?
Yeah,
the show?
Why are we doing anything?
Beats me. This is such a strange time.
And then there was the Halo debate, which still currently rages.
Yes.
And the
I don't
want to
talk about that shit anymore. Enough about that stuff.
I was going over the fucking history of the show, man. Why you got hate on me?
Dude, Master Chief, his
you know what I did?
Perfect.
What'd you do? Shut up, bitch.
Pre-ordered a DS Lite.
Yeah, I did that as well. Did you do that,
Big
City?
It right there.
No, I pre-ordered an Xbox 720. It's coming in the mail.
I'm surprised he could still do that math in his current intoxicated state.
Are you kidding?
It's not that difficult.
Math
man.
Is my number one ally. What's that sound?
Are you playing Brain Age?
Nope.
It sounded
definitely
so,
not.
You're
it
playing
sounded like
Super
space
Mario
touching
Brothers.
My brain skull.
New Super Mario Brothers. This shit's like crack, son.
You said that in the forums already, man.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't think you checked the forums.
I look at them occasionally.
I'm on the last castle.
Dude, there are like new members that have more
you
posts.
Wanna hear me die?
Me.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome. So, he's lip singing this song over there. And from the back, it looks like he's making out his pop filter.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry.
Jesus Christos.
Who's that?
Huh?
Huh?
Killer Instinct soundtrack?
Killer Cuts.
Killer Cuts. That shit sucked, dude. That's so awful.
Yes.
Sucked bad. But I'm getting down and dirty with my pop filter.
I found this website for a new documentary on urban exploration. UrbanExplorersFilm.com.
Yeah, when are you bastards gonna like go and explore some urban stuff?
We will soon.
We're waiting for our party to get a fourth member in.
No, when you say we, I mean like you guys.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah, us, we.
Because I'm not doing that. Like
we gotta
someone has
out.
To make like the funeral arrangements for you guys.
Dude, I got that all planned
we gotta
out.
Figure out the Hope situation.
What we have to figure out about the Hope situation.
Well, first of all,
I hope
Big City
figure it out.
Is backing out.
Yeah, Big City, like totally leaving this out to dry, man.
It's alright, still gonna have fun without him.
You guys will have plenty of good times.
We got to figure out if we're bringing down the recording setup or if we're going to get like a portable setup.
Well, weren't you talking about like getting in touch with Berserk?
Yeah, we still gotta talk to him.
This song is a testament that you guys are going to have a good time.
Huh?
Yeah, I said it.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
this song.
Hey, you over here. Shows. Berserk.
Shut up, dude.
Berserk, yeah, he sent us an email this week. Let me read it.
They call us noobs.
It was a mass email sent out to everyone who's in his buddy list, apparently. It says, support bicycle commuting. As of May 8th, 2006, there's been a bill introduced to Congress as the Bicycle Commuters Benefits Act of 2006. This allows you to get stuff like your bicycle written off on your taxes for commuting purposes, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole descriptive thing. So if you're interested in this type of thing and backing it, contact your senator so this will go through. If you actually do use a bicycle to commute to work so you can get tax cuts.
Will that stop AT&T from making a two-tier internet?
I'm now going to take a moment to insult Berserk.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers!
That's in my moment. Thank you.
Dude, this guy cannot drink in one show.
I know.
Or just anniversary shows.
Look at, like...
Just anniversaries.
We can't allow them to have alcohol when we start getting guests on.
What about Red Bull?
That's good.
Red Bull's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, but would you, like, do Chewbacca solos?
I wouldn't do Chewbacca solos. I'd probably go right into R2. Because that's, like, hyperactive. But I hate R2 because he's gay. I wouldn't actually do an R2. Maybe I'd do an R2-D5. Impersonation, but not R2-D2.
What's an R2-D5?
R5-D4.
R5-D4. Yeah. The red one.
Yeah, the red one.
The red ass mech droid.
The one that shits out on Luke.
Yeah. He's got a bad motivator.
Uncle Owen! Hey, what are you trying to push on me? What about that one?
Yeah, that one's a good one, sir. I've worked with him on many occasions.
I'm sure he is.
C-3PO.
So what did that have to do with Hope?
C-3PO's what were we talking about?
You said we have to figure out the Hope situation. I was like, I thought you were waiting on an email from Berserk. And then he started saying some shit. And then I was like, hey, you, here, Berserk. And you're like, yeah. Berserk sent out a mass email.
And then I insulted
him. And then I read it. It was the bicycle.
Yes, yeah, so what did that have to do with Hope?
Nothing. It's just Berserk sent the email. And I wanted to read it on the air.
Well, you didn't. You just said, blah, 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 blah.
And now an F-Bill Radio exclusive.
This is the 25th episode, folks. What? Dude, you guys are arguing
what we
whether Berserk talked to you or didn't talk to you.
Do you know what we should do for, like, the next special episode? We should get one of those police taser things and fucking shock them in the neck.
Right, I'm here. Scared.
Sound effect for everything. All your insults, Mr. White.
Fuck you, coward.
Keep your stormtrooper insults to yourself. I don't want to talk to your leaf waff ass anymore.
How's it look short to be a stormtrooper?
Oh, the uniform.
So.
Tom Petty ain't coming to our area. I checked.
There he is.
No, he's going to be like a couple states north.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not our...
It's worth riding, though.
I consider it. Playing with the Allman... I think he's playing with... No, he's playing with the dude from...
Greg Allman.
Nah, not that dude. Your fish mom. Guy. Trey? Trey
Anastasia. Are you serious?
Anastasia.
Yeah. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's worth riding.
It's Trey Anastasia.
Dude, go check out Trey, man. That's fucking... That's worth a ride right there.
I don't know. I'll
go a couple states. What?
He's all like, peace, love, man.
No, he's not. It's just every person that listens to his music is.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can't tell me Fish doesn't fucking rip, though.
Yeah, they have some concerns.
Dude, I thought Fish was, like, dead.
They are.
So
Trey's not.
What are you talking about, Fish, like, being
sticks,
ripping, dude? You can't rip when you're fucking gone.
Fish sticks.
I totally want some fish sticks. And, dude, when am I going to get...
I hate fish sticks.
I don't know. I hate them, too. Dude, you're a cop.
That's because one time you got, like, a coke in your mouth, man.
Down in the mean streets of Compton here.
So, alright. Is that it for this episode?
That's it for this episode. Unless you want to talk about the Hope situation.
No.
F-Bill Radio is going to be at Hope, man.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of F. Bill Radio are going to be at Hope. It's like two-thirds of F. Bill Radio doing the war drive in the episode, man.
Dude, you guys could call me.
We could have, but we chose not to.
I know, totally.
Doesn't do any good if you don't have a phone.
Yeah, seriously.
I have a phone.
Prove it.
It's right here.
That's my phone.
Shut up, Richard.
What kind of phone is that?
Zyzel.
And what's it do?
This talks to FBO Radio.
It's a wireless VoIP phone.
Listen to your stupid, dumb phone, boy.
Dude, you don't have a phone anymore?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh.
Right.
You guys never call me. That's what
know.
It is.
Because you don't
Would
have
you
a
like
phone.
Me to start calling you?
You can call me anything you want.
You don't have a phone.
I didn't say call you something. I'm like, just call you on the phone, man. Like, when we do special stuff, like drive around.
I mean, you can call me. I'll more than likely refuse.
Yeah, exactly.
But you
so
can
we,
call.
We cut out the middleman.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
don't call
well,
me.
Well, you
right.
know, we should cut out the middleman and just call his girlfriend and see if he can go.
Well, dude, if I wasn't so far away, I'd probably come and hang out, gay boy.
Sorry, man.
If you want to go down that road.
It's just an easy jab.
Yeah, I see that.
So, it's been episode 25.
It was, yeah,
something.
It was great.
Something. Check out the website, fbillradio.com, archives,
show notes,
forums. Email us at radio at fbillradio.com.
We ensure that you won't after listening to this.
We'll read it on the air.
That's fbillradioin.com.
Leave us a
German folks listening.
Voicemail. 432-614-1200, and all that is under the contact information on the website, along with the RSS feeds and everything else you may need, including the order page for the t-shirts.
If you have boobies, send to pictures of them to bigcity@fbradio.com.
Disregard that message. If you have boobies and you wish to show them, send them to malicefactor@fbradio.com.
Disregard that. And if you have boobies and wish to show them, send them to radio@fbradio.com so we can all look at them together.
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
in separate houses.
Communist.
Not actually together.
And
together.
No man
That's
boobies.
Socialism in action.
Keep your man boobies
bastard.
To yourself. Yeah, that is socialism. That's just a branch
Would
of
you guys stop, man? Jesus.
What? It's an easy target.
It is very easy.
So, yeah, so if you want a t-shirt, buy it Cyrus. Off the website.
Fucking hammer and sickle tattoo you have in your chest.
You get a t-shirt pack, tons of free stuff with it. It's $16.50 shipped anywhere in the world, I believe is the price. It's set $16, $16.50.
Right.
You won't be disappointed. If you want free stickers and... free business cards. Just email the show.
One of you might even get a jacked up Shure microphone. Or a Killer Cut soundtrack.
Killer Cut soundtrack. We gotta put copies of that shit into all the
I plan
t-shirt
on
orders.
It. You unfortunate bastards.
If anybody has any problems with the t-shirts been ordered, email us. We'll resolve it. Not that there has been any. I'm just saying if there is, we're here.
And there never will be because we believe in customer service.
With a smile.
Yeah,
and a handful of pubes.
For a handful of noobs.
If
noobs.
You,
Photo nibblings.
Photo nibblings? Is that what you said, dude?
You might just shut that
It's
way
so
shit.
Hard.
That was bad.
It's so hard to do a radio show and keep my mind focused on what I need to say. But the shit that comes out of my right ear and fucking headphones.
Will you just shut up, man, and get throughout the fucking promo, okay?
My brain Dude, just stopped.
Talking like that'll get your ass kicked, man.
I'm serious.
So,
go ahead, try it sometime.
If you're looking for a good tip, nifty trick with Firefox, check out Lord Drakenblut's twat, which came out today. And
check out his twat, man. It fucking stinks. Like a fish. Sticks.
Kill my fucking mic.
He can't handle it. Malice Factor can't handle it.
Malice Factor's out. He's out, guys. Malice Factor's down. Who fights next? That's TMNT. Raphael's down. Who fights next?
Val's fact is going to piss himself. This is funny. Anyway, shouts to everyone who's ever listened to the show. Contributed, sent us an email. and everything else. Every month, our stats keep going up. More downloads, more visits, more everything. We appreciate it. Ready to play the end song?
Yeah, sure.
So, thanks, everybody.
When? Right now?
Right now.
Okay.
If you don't know who this band is, it's Dead Kennedys. And if you don't know who Dead Kennedys are, Jill Biafra is, check the bottom of the F-Bill homepage. So.
What's if you don't know the homepage?
It's, why don't you tell them?
www.fuckyoulittlebastards.com.
Very good.
I mean, yeah.
Later, everybody. Taint.
Is my mic turned off or something? Is that why
all the mics.